Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Jane.
Yes, it is.
Hello, my name is Sasha. I'm from LG Writings. I'm from the promotional department. Do you have a minute?
This is who?
This is Sasha Barber from LG Writings.
Oh, okay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? How's your day going?
Good,
so far?
Yourself? I'm doing okay.
Okay, that's nice. Good to hear that. I wanted to ask you a few things about the book that you have published, and how did you like the quality of our work?
Well, the what work? What you mean, book? What work?
We are doing your marketing.
Okay, I haven't. I'm waiting to see what results are. What's going on?
Yes, I wanted to update you about it. That we'll be soon getting your work done. It's just a follow-up call. I'm just making a follow-up call to all our clients and, you know, asking them a few questions about their work and about the book.
Okay, what do you want to know about the book?
Can you please tell me a little bit about the book that you have published in the market?
Let me ask you a question. Are you aware of the book and its name?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay, how come? Have you read the book?
No, let me open your card. Since I was going through the work list and I saw your name, so I was wondering if I should call you and take a follow-up.
Okay, my only concern, this is my major concern with Anna, right? Anna?
Yes, I do. Let me have...
Hold on. You know Anna? You know Angela, right?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do. My team. Now, my question to Anna and the team, how can you... properly market my book if you've not read my book?
No, I'm new here and I was going through, this is something that I'm supposed to do. It's just a follow-up call and I was going through the cards that we have and this was just a follow-up call to know about your website that is in making that I haven't
okay.
seen.
Okay.
So okay. This is just a follow-up call to make sure that are you satisfied with the work that we are providing you right now.
I'm waiting to see, most importantly, that the people who are working with me with my book have
yes.
read my book so that they know how to properly market my book. That's important.
No. I'm asking you about the website. The website.
I haven't seen the website.
We have sent you the outlet, our layout for the website.
I have not seen a website yet. I okayed and said that whatever you... want to put together for the website, I agree. I'm okay with whatever you do, but I have
okay.
not seen the website yet.
You haven't seen the layout? This is what I'm asking. If you have,
ma'am. No.
Okay. Because what I see is that your principle was to promote the books and your targeted audience was, what you wanted to do was to, motivate and inspire the people.
So what now?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, something was going on with your noise. What do you say now?
I was going to your form, the marketing form, and I saw that your main purpose was for the website was to promote your book, and your target audience was to, motivate them about, the holistic achievements, right? It was just a follow-up call to see that are you getting all the updates and all the work updates on time.
My reason for hiring you guys was two things. One is that I was told that you could market my book globally.
Yes, we are. Yes, we.
Okay,
yes,
now
yes,
let
yes.
me finish. Let me finish, and then also. That the book. My goal is to sell 100 million copies of my book worldwide.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm
yes.
waiting to see.
Your website,
I'm waiting to see how that's to accomplish itself, and when does the engine start moving?
Also, if you're talking about selling 100 million copies in the market globally, right? You're talking about globally.
Yeah.
I have something for you that you might think that is, can work out for you. There's this. Let me open the file. There's this very good book fair happening in New York in November. So there, it's organized by the New York Library Association, and it's going to be happening from the 1st of November till 4th of November. So it's like a 4-day book fair, and from like people all around the world are going to be coming, authors, librarians, and the audience the audience would be like from 250 to 2,500 to 3,000 people. So I think that would be something that you might be interested in to promote your book, because we will be taking care of printing out the books, taking care of everything. And yeah, you can visit there as well, and you can find the book for people out there, because we will be going there as well. Sorry? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. My thing with your hiring you guys is that you all will take care of whatever it takes. And
I mean, from publishing to setting up the space for you, to making sure everything.
So I'm relying on you all to do whatever it is you do, and I'm waiting to see for you to tell me that, James, okay, the engine has been started. And now we're moving. This has been accomplished. 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 That's all I need to know, is that things are being done for what it is that I'm hiring you to do. And from, as a marketing company, I'm told that you all are very effective and very efficient for creating success of books being globally marketed. And that's my only concern.
That's
my only concern.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's.
I don't have money to travel anywhere. I don't have money other than the money that I'm paying you guys monthly for my book to be, for you all to do your work. I'm a person without financial means, so I'm crawling to make this happening, but I'm dependent on you all to take it on to its fruition.
You won't. Don't worry, James. You won't be disappointed with our service by any means.
Okay. Right.
And we, that's why, you know, we were talking about the work, your book to be published globally and selling 1 million copies all around the world. So I thought that I should, you know, share this news with you, since it's a great opportunity for all the authors to, you know, publish their book within New York Library, along with, you know, like in the Association of New York Library Association. So this is going to take place in November, and we will be taking care of everything from printing the books to getting the space done, and our volunteers will make sure that your book is, you know, like there for people to come and visit your stall, and maybe you can get like a good sales out there. And there will be like, you know, like some critics who are going to like do a little bit of what do we call that, storytelling, or maybe like book reading session that you might be interested in.
I have no way of getting there to New York or anywhere.
That's okay. I mean, like, that's completely fine. That was an option. If you want to visit New York, that's totally up to you. If you don't, then our team will take care of everything.
I appreciate that. So, again, I'm just a person that's relying on you all and all the work that you do, that my book can
become successful. That's why, you know, that's why I called you. To ensure that the work that you're getting, that and you're satisfied with the work, and obviously out of nowhere in the middle of the conversation, this book fair popped in my mind, because you mentioned about the, you know, like the copies that you want to sell. What is the aim that you have in your mind about publishing?
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
What is your name?
My name is Sasha.
Asha or Sasha?
Sasha, S-H-A.
Okay, Sasha, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Okay, Sasha, this is my train of thought. I'm a senior citizen. Hold on a second. It takes me a minute. Okay. The book itself. Oh, okay. Anna told me that before that there was a publishing company interested in my book. And I asked her, I said, okay, and I think she mentioned there was Harper or Collins or somebody, some publisher. I said to her, can you please try and see how many other publishing companies might be interested in the book, so that we can have an option that are to get the best deal that we can possibly get with whatever publishing company that might be interested in my book. I'm open to for you all to make the best decision for me.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I will have to talk to them. Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, if you're investing in something, that you should have, you know, like a few options on board, so that it is easier for you to decide which one to go with, right? That is completely fine, and that is your right to do, right?
Right, right.
Exactly.
So I'm waiting to hear if there's if whatever publishing companies might be interested. I'm waiting to get that information to look at whatever agreements that might be put forward and proposals that might be put forward so I can make the right decision about who to partner with in terms of a major publishing company that's going to make sense for my book to become successful globally.
That's what we have in mind as well, you know. That's what we are aiming to do. So do you have any specific publisher that you know you are?
No,
like,
I just want I want to whoever becomes the best from you all's marketing perspective, whoever becomes the best choice for me to receive the best royalty, for the book to be going into multiple countries, to be known about and to be sold, that's what I'm interested in.
We also get the book distributed as well. So anyway, that's a whole other thing. But right now our aim is to, you know, finalize one publishing company that is going to be the publisher for your book, and then we have to market your book accordingly. So, you know,
you can
sell 100 million copies, right, globally. That's your point.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, that's it. Sorry.
Yes. I hope I am making sense, and I hope that...
You're making a lot of sense. But I must stress to you, it's very important, extremely important, that Anna and whoever is part of the team read the book. Read the contents of the book page to page, so you know about...
No. You don't have to worry about it. Since I made the call, and it was my joy, it was my decision to, you know, make sure that things are on right place, I will be the one reading your book, going through with it, and you can ask me any questions from the book you want, and I'll be coming up with, like,
So, Sasha, are you to be the manager now? Anna?
No. Anna is the manager. I'm just here. I'm from the QA and promotional department. I was going through the list. I've been appointed here like recently, so I saw the marketing page, and I was going through all the names. So this was just a follow up call to, you know, like, to know you, so that in future if we work together in this company, I should know about all the clients that we have, right?
I understand. Yes.
Right?
Yes. So those are my only concerns. You know,
I hope you don't have any questions or doubts about it.
No. I just believe and trust that I'm in the best of hands.
Okay.
That's why
you are literally in the best of hands. That's why I am talking to you and telling you about the book fair that we have. So would you be interested in the book fair happening in November? Because, see, James, I'll be very honest with you. Selling 100 million copies and people, an audience of like 250, 2,500 to 3,000, that's a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
Right? So how about we go for a day, like, the book fair? How about we, like, make a space for you there, put your books, and, you know, like, people will be buying and coming, reading, giving reviews. If it's possible for you to visit New York and you can do a little bit of, you know, book signing session, people would love to see you. People would definitely, when it comes to seeing the others, I am more than excited. So, you know, it's a great chance for you to
The only thing about me, Sasha, is that I'm without the financial means to either get on a train or get on a plane to come to New York for anything like that, because I don't have money.
Oh,
I don't have money. I work a part-time job struggling to pay you all the $500 a month that I need to pay you for 12 payments to be able for you all to do the work that you need to do. I'm a very poor and a senior citizen that don't that have a wonderful book, but I have no money.
I'm sure about that. I'm very sure about
that. And I know that one, I believe that one day, I believe that I've been blessed. I know that I have a good book. I have a book, a great book cover. I'm trusting on God and you all to take me to the to success, to where I can end up financially in a better place in my life.
You sure will, James. That you don't worry about that because you're in safe hands.
I don't worry. I'm trusting. I'm praying. I'm
just
faithful
have.
With you all, and
thank
I'm praying
you.
That all will go well.
That means a lot. Since you don't have, you know, like the financial funds, I think that because, you know, we are taking care of all the printing process and, you know, like putting up the books and making a space for you, that's totally completely on us. But still there was something that, you know, was supposed to be done by the author. We were supposed to book slots for the authors. And since you don't have any financial funds, it would be a little bit difficult for you to. It will be difficult for us to manage your, you know, like your marketing in the book fair.
Well, so no, whatever you need can do, whatever you can do for me, given whatever resources that I have, I would appreciate that you all, you know, help me to whatever extent you can, based on my limited resources. That's all I can ask.
How about I make you a good deal for the book fair? Is that because, you know, 100 million copies globally and seeing a great opportunity, I see it right in front of me. I mean, it's going to be great for you. It's going to make your book. It's going to take your book where you want to, where it should be, right?
Yes. So I can just, all I can do is just wait and see what happens with you all's work, Sasha. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I totally understand that. How about we make you like very good deal for the book fair, so you can book your slot, because we have like very limited slots, and I think that you should be the one to get one of the slots that we have on our list.
Well, again, everything costs money, and the bottom line
is that
everything costs money. Huh?
Hey, you want to sell 100 million copies, you have to, you know, like, invest a little bit. But, you know, it's not going to cost you that much. Trust me on this. It's not going to cost you that much. It's just $800. That's it. Not that much.
You said how much? $800?
Yeah.
You said $800?
Yes, I did. For 4 days, unlimited book copies, and we are going to take care of everything that we... You know,
Sasha, I said to you and Anna,
yes,
just right now, my life search situation, it's a struggle and for me to get the $500 that I need to pay at the end of every month right now to get the work done. So any other additional costs, I don't have resources to get that money. If I did,
yeah,
I would say to
sorry.
You,
yeah,
no
I'm
worry.
Sorry.
I would listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say
yeah.
to you, I would say to you, Sasha. Let's do this here. I'll be there on time to do whatever it is that needs to be done. But I cannot commit to anything that I can't do. I cannot even foresee right now $800 past the $500 a month that I pay you guys. I have no financial. I have no money.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. No, I completely understand. We all go through situations that are not in our favor, that are not in our favor. And
But understand this here. I know that as the book sells,
yeah.
as we start having success with the book sales, that will be royalties coming to me, and I'm willing to reinvest whatever monies I make from my book sales back into marketing for my books. That's my plan is.
Really good plan, I must say. That's a really good plan because, you know, marketing, I kid you not, the marketing game is so strong these days. If you publish your book, if you market it well, you are going to make tons and tons of money, and your book
yes,
is going
yes.
to be one of the best sellers. That's why, you know, like this, I was telling you the whole book fair thing, but I can understand that you are not in a situation
financially
where
able.
Yeah, no, you are. I can understand that. I can totally understand.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can, you know, like if in future, if there's another book fair that we can pitch in for, right?
And that I can pay for, I'll be glad to participate.
Yeah, but that's about the future, right? For now, this was a great opportunity, but, you know,
like, I don't have any money, Sasha. I can't, I don't have
$800. That's completely fine. That's completely fine. I can totally understand. And I'm not forcing you to do so. So that's why, you know, I would just wish you luck with whatever, you know, life throws at you. You hang in there, and we will definitely make your book one of the best sellers in the market.
And I love you. I appreciate you, and I love you for that, because God knows this is something that's very important to my heart and my life. I'm 72 years old, and I'm dependent on this book to put me in a better financial situation, period, with my life, because right now I work a slave job at a hotel from 12 at night to 8 in the morning, which is killing me.
I can totally understand. You're almost my dad's age, and yeah, I mean, what else I can say? I would pray to God that you'd really do deserve a better situation. Like, you really do.
And I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling to give me the update and to see how I'm doing. I would appreciate and welcome any further calls. Please call me. And keep me updated on the progress of you all's work, please.
Yes, and I'm sorry if I disturbed you. I'm sorry if I made you doubt our services.
No, you didn't disturb me. No, you didn't.
And are we good on the marketing, right? Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Are you okay with whatever the progress we have? And
yes, I am. So what it is I can see and you know about and you're sharing with me, yes, I am.
This means literally a lot to me. You made my weekend, I swear. And you have a great, great weekend. Take care of yourself if you ever...
Anna has been in contact with me, and she communicates with me to let me know. And all I can do is just trust the fact that you all are doing what you say you can do. And I keep my prayers and my faithful. That's all I can do.
Yeah, I mean, you are a part of our family now. So, you know, like, this is what family...
I appreciate you. Thank you, Sasha, for that.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a great weekend. Take care of yourself.
You do the same, and I look forward to talking to you again. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. God bless you too. Have a great
day. Bye-bye.
Bye.